Man, praise the Lord. We've had two nights now of testimonies, and we're going to go and have a third. There's so many more to still give a testimony. And I've particularly asked if we know how fun everything was, we know how big the ball was and everything, but we want to know if you made a decision for the Lord. We want to know how the Lord worked in your heart. And there are many young people that still said, Brother James, I still want to give a testimony. I didn't get a chance to give my own testimony. So I'll do that now while things are getting set up. I just want to say thank you, just for the honor and privilege that it is to be able to see your young people love the Lord. I mean, just a testimony of what it is this evening to set before church. I had to fairly quickly get all those pictures together for the slideshow, and just to see from, you didn't see some of the pictures of the first few fundraisers. But to see how for the first few fundraisers were they just kind of there. But then to see as you saw them and the relationships with each other and the relationships with the Lord grow. And I saw it through all these pictures, hundreds of pictures. You only saw a bit of the foolish ones. There's still so many more that I can sell you, but to see how the Lord is working in our young people. Let me encourage you to do this. As the testimonies come forth, what I usually do is I like to take notes to see how I can pray for whoever it is that's giving a testimony. And let me encourage you to pray for our young people. Just a few weeks, school starts. Right? And in unfortunate ways, real life begins. See? A message from on high. Real life begins for many of our young people. New battles that they haven't had to face through this summer, but I believe the Lord's been preparing them for. But more they need anything than anything else, just like Brother Kevin, more than anything, our young people covet your prayers. So be in prayer for them. As in just a few weeks, school begins and life begins in many different ways. But praise the Lord, I believe they're closer now to each other and closer now to the Lord than they ever have been. And we're excited to see what the Lord's going to have. We're going to have our testimonies now. I've asked Miss Slavens actually to come up and do her first. She also was with a group that went last week to Brother Chitty's in New Mexico. And she may share a little bit about that as well. Be in prayer for that. I haven't told Pastor about it. Maybe I'll tell him now. I'm praying about the opportunity to maybe take a group of our teens out there as a missions trip. And now be praying about it. So, Ms. Slavens.
Well, he already introduced me, but my name is Mrs. Slavens, and I just want to say thank you, church, for camp. Teen camp was much more than a week of fun. It was life-changing. And I know you've heard the testimonies of the food and games and the fierce competition between the Nuggets and the Bricks and the excellent preaching. But as a counselor on Wednesday night, I got to hear all the salvation testimonies of the girls in my cabin and how God had proved himself over and over again in their lives. All week, it seemed that the atmosphere was different than previous camps. God was working, and there were decisions made in every service. Brother James even threw in a bonus service to address the music of our teenagers. Every message was exactly what we needed. Amen. Thursday night, several of our young men remained at the altar, gathered in prayer, and I kept careful watch over them to protect the temperature of the room. The bonfire testimony started, but these young men remained, and others joined. Throughout the hours, more and more of our landmark youth group joined them, still in an attitude of prayer, and I watched as teens were saved, broken relationships were mended, and the bonds were made. I truly believe that we experienced revival in our youth group. Though Satan sent his distractions, our leaders ran them off, and I'm grateful to be part of this great church that loves our young people. This week was different than any other week at camp. And you could see God working in each child all week long. And it was really fabulous to be part of it. And he did speak about how we went to New Mexico. So my daughter, Isabella, had been raising money to go to the Dominican Republic. And her passport just didn't come. And so we had this money raised, and we were trying to decide, what do we do with this money? And it just so happened that Lighthouse Baptist Church was taking a group to New Mexico. And they had room for us. And God he worked it all out for us to be able to go. And it was a fabulous trip. Two of my other daughters were able to join us. Jacqueline and Ashlyn got to go with us. There were 14 souls recorded, saved. I think there was more than that, probably 15 or 16. Personally, I got to see four Navajos save myself. I know Isabella got to see a few saved. I'm sure she'll probably speak to that. My favorite part, though, was my 11-year-old Jacqueline. She had three visitors on the bus Sunday morning, and two of those kids got saved. And, you know, they'll go back. Hopefully, they went to church today. You know, that's my prayer, that the bus went back and got them, and they came again today. Brother Chitty needs prayer. You know, his health is he's getting older, and his health is failing, and he definitely needs prayer, so please pray for his health. And the ministry there could definitely use a few more hands and a few more dollars, so be in prayer for them as they continue. The crop is white to harvest, and the laborers are few. So just stay in prayer. Encourage our teenagers. They are fabulous, and they have really let the Lord work in their hearts this year.
Again, just as a reminder, I know we mentioned it before, but again, as Ms. Slavin mentioned, just how the Lord was working that week. We saw 27 souls saved. We had many visitors that came from other churches. We had, in fact, you heard from Pastor Shelton Williams from Macedonia Baptist Church in Winter Haven. And by the end of the week, everyone in their cabin, there was a few that were already saved, but everyone else in the cabin had gotten saved. And they were the ones in the very beginning of the week where it makes you pray a little bit more because of some of the things that we had to speak to them about, and just to see the victory in there. So we saw 27 souls saved for teen camp, and then 13 surrendered to full-time ministry. And again, what a blessing it was to be able to see that. Bella.
Hi, Church. I'm Isabella Guerra, and Caitlin Slavin's daughter. I want to start out by asking Miss Peach to pray for the weather to stop, please. You guys don't understand. We were on the van ride, and Miss Peach says a prayer, and she's like, God, can you please, like, help the rain to ease up? And it, like, immediately stopped raining. So would you please? Thank you. But this year I had the opportunity to go to junior camp, teen camp, Mount Salem, and New Mexico. And it was just a blessing, and I wanted to start out by saying thank you to everybody who gave for all the things, especially to New Mexico. You thought you were giving to the Dominican for me to go, but you were actually giving for four of my family members to go to New Mexico, which was absolutely amazing. Brother Versailles asked us to share one of the decisions that we made, and this year at camp, at Mount Salem, I realized that I am one of the oldest girls in the youth group, and it was like, I was like, whoa, like, I'm 17 now. What? Where did that happen? When did that happen? But I realized that there are a lot of girls looking up to me in the youth group. And with some counsel from a lot of lovely people, I decided to be a better example for the last couple years that I have left in the youth group. So that was just a decision that I made. But overall, all the camps that I went to were amazing. The mission trip that we went to was amazing. I keep saying, like, people keep asking me about it, and I'm like, it's literally the best decision that I ever made. But I'm so grateful for our church, because I know that none of it would be possible if you guys didn't give, and you guys didn't pray, and you guys didn't support for us. So just thank you for all that you do.
Phoenix.
Hi, my name is Phoenix Savage. I'm going to seventh grade. My favorite part of camp was one of the sermons at Mount Salem, where they talked about making decisions for the Lord. And at that night, I surrendered my life to doing whatever the Lord was calling me to do. The Lord walked in my heart at teen camp at the bonfire, where all the Landmark teenagers went into the tabernacle and got closer as a youth group and got closer to the Lord all together. A few of the decisions I made was to let go of bitterness and to do whatever the Lord was calling me to do. I just want to say thank you to the church and the Vosellises for everything they do for us and helping us get to camp.
Thank you, Phoenix. One thing that they do at Mount Salem, Dina, you can go ahead and come on up. One thing that they do at Mount Salem when someone makes a decision, whether it be a salvation or a surrender to full-time ministry or something like that, is they ring a bell, right? Still praying to see what we can do at Camp Glory for that, maybe pet an alligator or something like that. But be in prayer. It just comes down to this, is that the pulling of that string is something that they can remember, right? The ringing of that bell is something that they can lock into their minds, right? Right now, I'm asking them to give a testimony because I want them to remember this, right? I want you to remember this. So, Dina.
Hi, I'm Christina Daltris. I'm going into 11th grade, and sorry guys, I'm a little nervous. I'm Dina Daltris. I'm going to 11th grade, and Mount Salem was really, really, really good. The preaching really spoke to me. The preaching really spoke to me, and every time there was altar time, like I would go to the altar, and God really spoke to me during that time, and I especially got a lot of relationships that I didn't think would get close during Mount Salem, like especially like the Bettenhort sisters. I got close to them and stuff like that, and the decision I made at Mount Salem was to stop doubting God, because I remember I would, if I could trust him for my salvation, then I could trust him for the little things. And that's what I realized, to like trust him when I'm, because I get worried a lot, and I'm trying to, one of the verses that comes to my head when I get worried is Psalms 56:3, what time I'm afraid I will trust in thee. And that really helped me, especially at Mount Salem. And Becca really, like Becca and Miss Heather are one of the people who helped me with like all those like doubts and stuff like that. And at Camp Glory was really good this year. I've been going to camp for a while, but like this year has been like a year where God really spoke to me, and I felt like it was different. And at first, because after coming back from Mount Salem, the preachings was really, really good. And then when I came back to Camp Glory, the preachings were also really, really good by Brother Areza. But like, I was like, oh man, like maybe this week I won't get anything from the Lord, because even though the preaching was good, like I wasn't getting nothing in my heart. And then it was Thursday when God like really spoke to my heart, especially at the bonfire, because I didn't even know the bonfire, at the bonfire. And while the teenagers were in the tabernacle, Jenna came to get me. She was like, you know, we're all praying inside. And that's when I like came inside, and I saw everybody praying, and I was like, wow, because I never seen like our youth group, because that same day, Brother Reza was preaching about youth groups and like the colors of the youth group. And one of the colors that really stuck out was the white coat, I think it was like silver, white, or something like that. And the description really stuck out for our youth group, but it was like a bad description kind of. So I've been praying for our youth group for a while, and when I like walked inside, it just made me happy. And because I've been praying for a lot of specific people in our youth group, and to see them vulnerable and to see God really working in their heart, that like warmed my heart. And then I realized like everybody was just praying and on their knees to God, which made me want to pray and be on my knees to God. And I just started crying, and I'm like, I want more from you, Jesus. Like, I know I'm giving like the bare minimum, but I want more. And that made me realize that I just need more of Jesus in my heart. And at Camp Glory, I made the decision to focus on the Lord, because I would focus a lot on other people and like base my actions on other people. But I made the decision to just look to him, and I realized God and I are the majority and other people are not. Amen. So I made the decision to just focus on him, and I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who helped us and gave money to us, because even though I know you guys want us to go to camp, specifically this year was the year where I realized why you guys did it, and all these outcomes that came out of it just made me happy, and it warmed my heart, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Amen. Scotty.
Hi, church. My name is Scott Sears. I'm going into the 10th grade. First, I want to thank you all for donating for Mount Salem and for Brother Rosales letting us go, and for my dad to let me go. It was a lot of fun. Like, the church, the preaching was really good. I made a couple decisions there, but the most important decisions that I have made on Sunday mornings, I'm not you know, super exciting. So I made this decision to be more excited, be helpful to the children on my bus. And for junior camp, Brother Walker, he was great. For teen camp, it was it was different. And I feel like God was working. It felt different, and but that's pretty much what I want to say, so thank you.
Amen. Noah, come on up.
Hello, can y'all hear me? Oh, all right. My name's Noah Hipley, and I'm going into the 11th grade, and I just want to say, you know, God is great, and he's been so good to me, and
Amen.
He's opened my eyes and touched my heart and given me strength, and I'm just thankful for going to these two camps, and I can see that I've been growing more with him, and it's been very scary, but I just trusted the process, and I'm thankful for the Vercellises and the church who helped out, and my dad, and he's encouraged me a lot, and everybody else here has encouraged me, and I had a really great time at both camps, and at Mount Salem, the services really touched my heart, and I went to the altar for the first time in like forever, and I just knew like God was doing something to me, and I just knew I had to do something. And then I went to Camp Glory, and then the services just touched me even more, and I rededicated my life, and it was a great camp, and got close with a lot of friends, and just thankful, and the decisions I made, just I want to walk more with God, get closer, and I would like to encourage my friends and even my family to grow more with God, and I ask for you to pray for me for that, and yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Noah. You know, one of the things we begin to consider some of the decisions that people make. You know, obviously, some make decisions to surrender their life to the Lord. Some people make decisions for salvation. Obviously, these huge decisions. Oftentimes, you think having the right attitude in the morning of the bus, how big of a decision can that be? You know, coming up to the altar for the first time, how big of a decision that could be? Can you understand that could be the biggest decision in their life? That could be the biggest decision in your life. I remember the first time I went to the altar, and I was like, what am I doing here? But I knew it was good. And I wanted to go back, right? Or even make the decision for many of our teenagers made decisions to release some of their burdens, to get rid of bitterness, to get rid of anger, to make these type of decisions, and to see that work in their life. Those are big, big things. So please consider that. There's a saying that sometimes I'll say, how do you eat an elephant? It's a pretty impossible task. Well, you just do it one bite at a time, right? Sometimes we just got to take that first bite in our Christian life. We just need to take that first step, all right? So it's a blessing to be able to see not just their first steps for many of them, but their second, third, fourth, or even their leaps as we've been able to see this summer. Jacob.
Hello, my name is Jacob Williams. I'm the son of Mr. and Mrs. Williams. And junior camp was really fun. I was a counselor there. It was a great time. It was my first time at teen camp. I made a decision to do whatever the Lord wants me to, and I decided to go to my mom to see if she wants to give a testimony with me. So that was a blessing. And when my mom was at the motel, I went to her, and I wanted to see if she wanted to pray for me. So yeah, we went to the tabernacle and we prayed, and I made the decision, and I was really happy for myself. I'm just glad I have a good family and a good church.
Amen.
And I'm glad I have a good God and good brothers that helped me to just be strong and not be scared. I'm just thankful for everything the Lord did to my heart in the church. Thank you.
Amen. What a blessing. Garrett?
Hello, my name is Garrett Holly, and I'm going in 7th grade, and this is my first year going to teen camp. I've been to junior camp a while, and teen camp seemed way different. Everything from the games to the preaching, it was just all different to me. And my decision there was to be better to my brother, because I wasn't really being too great to him, and I just wanted to be nicer. And it's all really been going better, and Brother Oliver Rezo's preaching was the best I've ever heard. It was just great, and I liked it. It was one of the, it was good. Thank you.
Amen. Sydney, if you want to go ahead and come on up. Several have mentioned the preaching, and not just here, but also at Mount Salem. It just seemed like every single message was right on exactly what, even earlier that day or the night before, someone counseled with me about something, about a burden, and I told them to pray about it, how the Lord will speak to their heart. And the very next message would be exactly what they needed. Just to see the Lord work in that way, and in such a way that it's like, sometimes as a preacher, you want to like put these things in place on your own. But it's so much better to just kind of stand back and let just God do everything. And what a blessing that is to be able to see in our young people's hearts. Sydney.
Good evening, church. My name is Sydney Fletcher. I'm going into seventh grade. I have made the decisions to read my Bible more and to not show favoritism. I made these decisions at Mount Salem. At both camps, the services were very good. At the bonfire testimonies, where people were giving testimonies, they were very good. I gave a testimony of my salvation. I want to encourage you to get saved if you're not. Thank you.
Amen. You know, just hearing that so many times during the bonfire, Savannah, if you want to go ahead and come up, or Miss Heather. But during the bonfire, it was what was such a blessing throughout so much of that. And again, the bonfire testimonies went on until almost 2 o'clock in the morning. But so many of those testimonies were just simply, I'm saved. I love it. You need to get saved too. And what many of them didn't know is that during that time, many people were getting saved. In our youth group alone, there was four or five, maybe even six that evening that got saved or got assurance of their salvation. Many more that were out at the bonfire that kind of stepped aside and went to a counselor and spoke with someone, and just to kind of see how the Lord worked through all of that. So, Ms. Heather.
Okay, so I don't think it's fair that Miss Talavera is in Miami tonight. She told me that she had a lot that the Lord did in her heart this summer. She was with us for the entire summer, every single fundraiser, both shifts of every single fundraiser. She went with us to Mount Salem. She was at junior camp, the training time we had for the teenagers before junior camp, teen camp, and just everything. And she was sick most of the summer. So I just wanted to thank her and then also call her out for not being here tonight. She said she was worried that she would cry. I said that wasn't fair. So I think I might as well. But I am overwhelmed with the Lord and this church. And I just want to thank the Lord for the way he designed this summer. When Pastor and Brother James mentioned back in April that we would have to have two or three fundraisers in May, at Landmark, I thought, that's insane. Why would we? That's crazy. Okay. Everything we do is crazy here. But then they said, then Brother James came back and said, actually, it's going to be four, probably five. So every week in May, we had a fundraiser. And at the time, I was just thinking, you know, Lord, what? Our first opportunity to work with the teenagers is going to be all of this work and all these projects, and you know, it should be these fun activities. But the Lord obviously knew exactly what he was doing, and you know, the Lord taught me how working together brought the teenagers closer together, brought us closer to them, and just being able to work with them on all these projects just did something that the funnest activities could never have done. And so I've seen his hand in the timing he had of this crazy summer, just how one thing built upon the previous weeks leading up to that. And it was just amazing to see him do that. And I'm thankful to him for that. Also, I just want to thank the church. I know the kids have mentioned so much about the just how generous everyone has been. And, you know, we saw that, just how faithful you were to come and bring your car to get washed and then washed again or whatever it was, and eat the food. We washed our hands, didn't we, guys? We cooked the food. but still, just I appreciate that so much. But I really just sincerely want to thank those of you that were praying. And I know that there's no way to really ever know the side of heaven who that is. But for whoever it was that, you know, woke up in the middle of the night and started praying for us, or maybe the Lord just showed you the face of one of the teenagers, you might not even know their name, and you're praying for them. The way that the Lord, I know it was him that softened their hearts. Thursday morning, this is where I'm going to start crying. There's a song that I heard, it was years ago. It must have been over 10 years ago now. I was picking up a teenager from Haines City High School that wanted to come on Teen Soul Winning. And it was the first time I heard this song, No One Else Can Do What He's Done For Me. And one line in that song says, no one else can melt a heart of stone. Well, Thursday morning, that song was just on my heart. As soon as I woke up, that song was on my heart. And I put it on repeat and just sat out on the porch of the motel, just looking over the camp. And just knowing that at the time it seemed like it would take so long, Lord, I was just praying that the Lord would plant seeds in the hearts of the teenagers. I always joke with adults about working with teenagers that I try to look at, you know, 30-year-old them and just try to give them things that the Holy Spirit can use 10 or 15 years from now. And so I was thinking, Lord, just give me the opportunity to plant things in their heart today. Use Brother Reza to plant things in their heart today that you can soften their heart with years from now. I even wrote in my Bible, sitting out on the porch Thursday morning, show thyself strong, thy hand is mighty, you will win the battle for the children. And I had no idea, obviously, that it was just that night that the Lord was going to show himself so strong and melt those hearts of stone. And I am thankful to the Lord and thankful to the church. But one thing many of the teenagers have not mentioned is I'm thankful to the teenagers. Their hearts have been so tender, not only to Brother James and myself, and they've opened up so much to us, but they've just been so tender to the Lord and to letting him work in their hearts. And the one thing that over and over again throughout this summer, conversations at the fundraisers or with the junior counselors or Mount Salem or Camp Glory, so many teenagers have said that they want so much to live for the Lord. It's just so hard. So when you see them struggling or being silly or making jokes and you're like, why? Why are you saying that? Just know that, you know, there's not one teenager this summer that was like, forget this is all fake. I don't know why my parents made me come here. There was not one teenager that I came across that had that attitude.
Yeah.
They all said, you know, I want to do more for God, it's just so hard. Or I've tried to do more for God and I've failed before. And so, as Brother James said, I beg you, please, camp's over, please keep praying for them. It's less than 2 weeks before school starts. And I just know that so many of them just truly want to live for God. I just thank you again, especially for your prayers. I really do. And please keep praying for them and for us. Thank you.
Amen. You know, we started singing the song, God on the Mountain. And it goes, the God of the mountain is still God of the valley. And there's no doubt in my mind, and I think in many of our minds, that in the teenagers' minds particularly, that they were on the mountaintop. To see the Lord work in so many of their lives in so many, so real ways. That's the thing about it. That's something that the devil can never rob from them, is how real God was in their hearts. But the fact of the matter is, you can't live on the mountain. You just can't. In fact, once you start getting past that peak, you start heading down towards the valley. Now, the thing is that, young people, I want you to make sure to remember and understand that we have a God of the mountain that's still God of the valley. So when things go wrong, he'll make it right. So remember that for every single one of us. Yes, it's just amazing to see what the Lord has done in the hearts of our young people. And what's a blessing to me is to see how much they still want it. right, and how much they want to keep it. Thing is, the battles are only going to get just as hard, if not harder. And that's why we need you, church. That's why we need our families to strengthen our children. That's why we have a Christian school and our teachers to be praying for them. That's why we need, in a way that we've never have seen before, prayer for our young people. Because the devil wants what comes after the mountain. But my God's greater than that. Amen. If we can all stand, we'll have a time of invitation. Let me just encourage you to just simply do whatever the Lord leads you to do. To come up to this altar, maybe to make a decision of your own. You heard many decisions that were made tonight and many decisions about some type of commitment. Maybe you need to come up to this altar and make a commitment. Maybe you young people need to come up to this altar and continue that. Maybe our parents need to come up and not just come up by yourselves, but come up with your families and build a hedge of protection around your family to commit your family to the Lord in a way that you never have before. Maybe you're here today and all of this is somewhat foreign to you because everything that we've said today has been grounded in one thing, and that's Jesus Christ. And maybe you don't know Jesus. Let me encourage you that when the invitation begins, to come down to the front. Any one of us up here would love nothing more than to show you what the Bible says about what Jesus did for you. Because yes, he's the God of the mountain, but he's also the God of the valley. As the invitation begins, let me encourage you to come forward and do business with God as we can have all heads bowed, all eyes closed. And let me invite you to come up to the altar and in many cases be altered. To come up to this altar and leave differently, to come up to this altar and maybe make a sacrifice. If you have another decision that you need to make, maybe you just want to be thankful for what God's done in your life, to come up to this altar and simply do that. Maybe you're here and you're saved, but you've never been baptized. You know, the first thing God wants us to do after we get saved is to be baptized. So let me encourage you to come forward. Maybe you don't know what that means. We'll show you what that means. We'll show you what the Bible says that means. Let me encourage you to come forward and do business with God as the invitation begins.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender.
Heads bowed and our eyes closed tonight as God is working in our midst. Most have come, many have come to the altar, and if God is speaking to you, why don't you step out and come again and pray and seek God's face today. Our teenagers, what great testimonies and what God's doing in their life, but God is not limited to only working in the lives of teenagers. God can work in everyone's lives. Tonight, if God's speaking to you, why don't you step out and come if you need to be saved? If you're here and you need to be baptized or join the church, whatever God is speaking to your heart about tonight, the altar's open, the invitation is to you, as Brother Bert sings.
All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender, make me Savior, wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me, may I know thy power divine. I surrender all, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
God's still working. If he's working in you, why don't you step out and come? If you need to be saved, you need to be baptized, folks have come. We're going to sing another hymn and give you an opportunity. Would we bow our heads as a church and pray and let God have an opportunity? Maybe you're afraid to step out. While heads are bowed, all these folks in this building, many of them walked an old-fashioned aisle just like you need to be saved. While heads were bowed and eyes were closed, they came and did business with God. Why don't you do that tonight as Brother Bert sings?
All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessings fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Amen. All right, we have some things to share with you tonight. We'll let you be seated. And tonight we have Ashlyn Slavens. She's coming, and she got saved. Amen. And she knows for sure she's on her way to heaven. She wants to join the church through baptism. It's a church that will welcome room with the right hand of fellowship. So, Carrie, you can go get ready. I'll come around and meet you, all right, in a few minutes, all right? We have some others. Brother Bentoncourt has some folks that come from our Spanish church here. And is that Humberto Rodriguez? He's been desires membership in church by statement, if you'll come. All right. Is this his family is with him or just Humberto? And okay, his daughter joining membership in the church here by statement. And those that would welcome them in or right hand of fellowship, amen. And then we have Johnny. What's the last name? I'm sorry, Johnny. What's your last name, bud? All right, I got it. Amen. And he is desiring to accept Christ as his Savior, desires membership in the church by baptism. Everyone that welcome him in with the right hand of fellowship. And then, am I right, Diego? Diego is coming tonight, and he's also been saved, accepted the Lord as his Savior, and wants to join the church through baptism. Everyone to welcome Diego in. Amen. And so carried. All right. And so those of you that are going to join by statement, if you guys will be seated, and we'll have you stand back up at the end, and then everyone else will go around and be baptized. All right. If she'd like to join the church through baptism. Yes. Amen. Let's do that. Amen. What's her first name?
Allison.
Allison. How many would welcome Allison in? Amen. And so carried. Amen. Brother Bert, why don't you lead us in a song?